my clothes would fit.
Hey, it's 6:21 in the morning. Playhouse 1-84-0, Amy K, Joel D. Gave away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of designer handbags and 1-84's Pick Your Purse over the past couple of months. And what's next? In the 7 o'clock hour, we talk about how you can win a whole bunch of money to put in those new purses in the 7 o'clock hour today on the Playhouse in the Morning. So quick poll, Playhouse poll. What do you think is more important in terms of who you marry? Marrying your best friend or marrying the most passionate lover if they're not necessarily the same person? They asked a whole bunch of people. What do you think was the winning vote?
Passionate lover.
I was going to say best friend at first, but I do think it's passionate lover, because if you marry your best friend, it's just like you're living with a roommate.
So you guys are actually both wrong. 2/3 of the vote went to marrying your best friend. And the argument is that intimacy is like one part of your life. But right. If you're with your best friend and you're having a great time with them all the rest of the time, that's the rest of the time. So even if they're kind of like, meh, vanilla, milk toast, wet toast.
Wet toast?
Just kind of crummy. Not that good.
But isn't that why they like...
Biscuit.
But you have to...
Biscuit.
I feel like that's why marriage is a love. You can't just then get a roommate and be a roommate with your best friend for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can become best friends with the person that you are passionately love-making with.
If you're having that passionate lovemaking, I think you'd feel some friend feelings towards them pretty quick.
Yeah, like, you should. Yeah.
I guess. But see, it becomes both.
Well, do you want to go bowling or do you want to have passionate lovemaking?
Well, you know what? How about we do that first, then go bowling, then come back and do some more of that?
It'd be all right. So if you had to choose one or the other, you were forced to choose from some sort of evil genie or something, the person you marry was either going to be your best friend ever or the most passionate lover you ever experienced, which is really better? 237, it's text 35270 to quick Playhouse poll.
More at the Playhouse on Y94.
Playhouse poll, is it more important to make sure you marry your best friend or your passionate lover, would you say?
Well, to be honest, I've done both. I would go with the best friend every time, because no matter how passionate they are in the beginning, after about 2 years, it does start to shift. And it's just better to be with your best friend. I think that's the way to go.
You're like, okay, the intimate stuff, that's just part of the life. The friendship stuff, that could apply to everything. Go with a friend.
Yep.
I still think the most confusing thing about this is that we're just assuming they can't be the same person. Why can't the passionate lover and the best friend be the same person?
Yeah, would you arrange that? That's a great idea.
Seems possible.
I like that she's like, I've done both. So here's what I took from that. So your first marriage, you marry for the passionate lovemaking. And then the second marriage, as you get older and that like inside flame of you, I guess, then you marry your best friend, somebody that you could just do things with.
Could you use somebody to play some shuffleboard with?
That's what it sounds like. When the old people, like after one of the spouses dies, and then they're like, I met her in my swimming class.
Yeah. We have coffee every morning.
Yeah.
And we go swimming. That's the way you do it. I guess that's the life advice I'm taking right now. I'm in the middle of my life, but I would say to everybody listening, the youngsters out there, first marriage, get it for that love making. Second marriage, for the best friend.
Now, you going for the love making or the best friend? What are we seeing in that Playhouse poll, ABK?
I mean, lots of people are saying both. So I do think it's the same person, could be both. Someone said passion is first, but I think then friendship follows. So you can turn the same person into that. Someone else said definitely marry your best friend. Another person saying passion, that's what makes the romance. Friendship will follow.
I mean, that makes sense to me, right? If there's the passion, then you do those things, right? Inside the bedroom, and then you're like, all right, I'm hungry, you want to go get something to eat? And then you find out, do they like the same food as you? Do they like after love making sneaky snacks the same, you know? You want some chocolate? You want some potato chips in the bed?
It's a flawed poll. I feel like if you found the right person, you probably got a little bit of both, right? Because you're such good friends, that's also good, or because that's so good, the friendship develops. I mean, you're probably going to have a little of both.
You should have both, yeah.
You deserve both.
I'm still going marry for passion first, and then second marriage, find your friendship.
Why can't it be the same marriage? It's the same person, You get both.
If you get lucky, that might happen. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I've never been married, so I can't talk.
Would you go for that friend or the passionate lover if you had to choose?
I can appreciate the heat, but I say marry your best friend because they will be up for whatever when the lust dies.
Maybe not passionate, but they'll always give whatever a try. Okay.
Yep. Eggplant emoji.
I'm not very good at that, but I'm your friend, so I'll try whatever.
Whatever. Eggplant emoji. I love that. Or the peach emoji. Whatever one you want to throw out there, too.
Maybe both.
Both of them. Whenever I do it, I'm put both of them are in there.
Wait, what?
That's the way I send it. With that little sly grin. Yeah, both emojis go in there with the sly grin. I'm just letting you know what's happening later. That's all you got to do.
Did we have a winner, would you say?
I mean, I think most people are saying both, but I would say best friend. Friendship, they say, lasts longer. But I think it could be the same person and you're going to get both.
It can be.
You deserve both. You deserve both.
Playhouse in the Morning.